This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
Welcome, everyone, to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. Just want to thank you for joining me here today. I really appreciate it. And I created Senior Care Live to be a safe place to get accurate, reliable information that can really and truly help you when caring for an elderly loved one. I also have excellent, and I mean excellent, service providers on this program, the best in their various industries, sharing their knowledge and expertise with you and I. And I would like to thank each and every one of them very, very much for their significant contributions to this program. As always, if you have a question about information discussed on Senior Care Live, here's our toll-free number. Write it down. You can call it anytime 24/7. It's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget to check out our website, Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. And if you do visit online, be sure to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, sign up for the free e-newsletter, and check out our upcoming free educational events. We have a really, really good, it's going to be fantastic educational event coming up in November. More about that in the near future. And if you want to learn more about my firm, Senior Care Consulting, check it out online. First, Senior Care Consulting with an ing.com, seniorcareconsulting.com. This is where it's just really simple, very straightforward. We help you find the right senior care community for your elderly loved ones. And that could be an independent living apartment, an assisted living facility, a nursing home, or Alzheimer's dementia care, or maybe all of the above in a continuing care retirement community. And I always like to point this out. Here's our business model. Our business model is a flat fee for service. Very reasonable. We have three different levels of engagement. We do not receive compensation from any care providers, period. That is a horrible conflict of interest. In my opinion, I won't have anything to do with it. Unlike some of these free referral services, guess how they get paid, folks? That's right. They get thousands and I'm talking sometimes big bucks, kickbacks from a small number of facilities that they represent, trying to convince you to choose them. So is that objective? I don't think so. My firm reviews the entire marketplace. We work directly for you. We help you identify the top facilities meeting your exact unique needs. We tour the facilities with you. We conduct a performance audit. We provide you a wealth of information so that, here's the bottom line, at the end of the day, you can make the best decision that you can make and sleep well at night knowing you did your very best. Okay, so if home is no longer an option and you need to move to that next step at one of these senior care communities, call us for a free consultation, 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800. And we do serve families in the what I call the extended Kansas City metro area. And extended, I mean Topeka to Sweet Springs, Cameron to two-thirds the way to Branson. So we stretch out pretty far, and we've helped hundreds of families since 2002. There's no other service like it. I'm really, really proud of it. So if you need help, reach out and give us a call. So the number one question that I have been asked in the last 14 plus years operating senior care consulting. Here it is, and this is number one by far and away. When is the right time to move from home to a senior care community? Right? When do you make that move? That is an agonizing question. It's very, very difficult. And frankly, there isn't really a black and white answer. Sometimes it's pretty obvious. Most of the time, it's not that obvious. So I like to say that there's some things that should trigger that conversation. All right. So number one, when it is no longer safe to live at home. We're talking about a safety issue. And I'll give you a few examples here. Some of them obvious, some not as obvious, but, you know, frequent falls. Well, dad's fallen, you know, four times in the last 3 weeks. And the last time he just about gave himself a concussion or mom fractured her hip or we got really lucky. You hear about this a lot. Frequent falls, something's going on. This is a safety issue. Leaving the stovetop burners on or the oven on. I just heard this story again. So I've heard it two times recently where they went over to check on their elderly parent, either a mother or a father, and they opened the door and the overwhelming strong smell of natural gas just about knocked them out. And they're like, oh my gosh. And they went in and they got their parent out and they opened all the windows and they turned the oven off or the stove off. And that is so dangerous. And it could be an electric burner on as well. So it's a miracle. Some of these stories you hear, it's miraculous that something terrible didn't happen. Obviously, that's a major safety concern. That one's pretty easy to address, but it's a big deal. Another one, lighting candles. Now, I think it's more of a generational thing. I don't think I've ever lit a candle in my life during dinner that I cooked at my house. But my grandma, she had two like tall candlesticks. And even if we went over and had an ice cream bar, grandma lit the candles at the dining room table. And so that's, and I have another client story. I have stories for days, but one of my clients went by and checked on his mom. And he noticed something kind of over her shoulder in the background, and he saw the little doily tablecloth just go poof and just start to flame up. And he goes running in there. He puts it out and he saw that his mom had lit the candles at lunch, and one of them kind of burned down and fell over and literally caught the tablecloth on fire when she answered the door from him checking on her at the end of the day. You talk about perfect timing, unbelievable. Obviously, that's a safety issue. Falling prey to financial scams. One of my earliest clients gave some bozo $1,000 check because he was going to come by the next day and fix her roof. Well, it was a scam. She never saw him again, and they had a storm the night before, and so, you know, she was taken advantage of. So just not making good financial decisions. This is a huge one. Leaving the house and not being able to find your way back home. And this is where we're getting all of these silver alerts, where an elderly person is missing and they were last seen driving on, you know, I-29 or 435 or wherever it is. It doesn't have to be driving. And, you know, I mean, you see these silver alerts all the time now. And unfortunately, I mean, it's great that we have this alert system, but at the same time, that's really scary stuff. One of my clients called me and said, yeah, mom walked away from the house and she couldn't find her way back home. And the police picked her up walking down the middle of the street. They took her to the hospital and she was checked out and made sure she's okay. And then all of a sudden, you know, man, we have to move very quickly to find her placement in a senior care community because she obviously cannot go home. Don't do this, by the way. I've heard stories where family said, oh, we'll just take care of that. We just lock dad in the house when we go to work, so he can't get out. I'm sitting there thinking, are you kidding me? What if there's a fire in the house? What if he needs to get out of the house in an emergency? That's a bad idea. Don't do that. All right. Just take appropriate measures. All right. Have someone stay there. Have him stay somewhere else. But that's very dangerous. Don't do that. Not taking your medications on time. That's another safety issue. And staircases becoming a hazard. That's another safety issue. So those things should trigger that conversation. Number two, when the health and well-being of the caregiver is in decline. Now, this is a huge one. So you have a caregiver giving it their all, and they usually put themselves last, and they're taking care of this person they love so much. We're talking about your physical health, mental health, emotional health, spiritual health declining. Stress is a very powerful force, and I see lots of caregivers passing away due to the stress of caregiving, and now you've totally defeated your purpose. You can't be there to help this person you love so much. That should trigger the conversation. Number three, when the cost of home care becomes too expensive, maybe it's a financially driven decision. That's 24-hour home care. I love home care services, but 24-hour home care, you're talking $12,000, $14,000, $15,000 a month, not affordable for most people for very long. So it could be a financially driven decision. And then last but not least, if you just cannot provide enough care, always like to ask the question, why not consider shifting gears and transitioning from being the hands-on care provider to the care manager? Meaning, let's find a great place to provide that hands-on care, and then you can shift your role to a care manager. Make sure the staff is doing everything that they need to do to take care of your mom, your dad, your spouse, your elderly loved one, and just manage the care so you can return to more of your traditional role of the son, the daughter, the spouse, the grandson, etc. Hopefully that helps answer that question. Those things should trigger the conversation. If you do have any questions about this, if you're struggling with this, I can help you kind of think through that. 913-945-2800. And you can always ask for a free consultation. We can get together and just take a look at that so you can make a good decision. All right. Now to the Senior Care Live question of the week. What months represent the peak demand for all senior care communities, including assisted living, nursing homes, and memory care? A, January and February, B, April and May, C, July and August, or D, November and December? The answer right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the program and how we can help you and your family, call now. Our toll-free number is 1-800-331-6445. Again, that's 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, this program will stream live to any electronic device. It's super simple. Go to seniorcarelive.com. click on the, it's a very conspicuous button. You cannot miss it. Clicks, it says listen live. So click that thing and boom, you're in. It'll stream live, to your phone, your tablet, your computer, whatever you have. It is really that simple. All right. Back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. What months represent the peak demand for all senior care communities? And this would include assisted living facilities, nursing homes, and memory care. So here are your options. A, January and February. B, April and May. C, July and August. Or D, November and December. And the answer is A is the answer, January and February. So did you know that there is a peak demand? I mean, did you really know that? I mean, most people that I speak with, they're like, you know, I never really thought about it, but that actually kind of makes sense. So I just want to spend a few minutes today, and you'll hear me kind of talking about this and harping on this probably throughout the rest of the year, actually. So there is always a demand for these senior care communities, always and forever. There always will be. So there's always a demand. However, there is a seasonal cycle, and this thing, you can set your clock by it. It is very, very, very true. So what happens is, let's see, it looks like an inverted bell curve, okay, but not quite, the bell doesn't drop down. So think of it as more of a cereal bowl, okay? And so let's start kind of in the center, in the trough. So again, there's always a demand, but the demand is the lowest during the summer months, June through August, right? So again, always a demand, but you know, a lot of times I'll call places working with clients and we need to find a place, and places that normally have a wait list do not have a wait list. They have some rooms open, apartments available, and I'm always thrilled about that. It kind of opens up our options. So the trough of that inverted bell curve, or that cereal bowl during the hot summer months. So here we are now in September. We are roaring into fall here, and we're heading into the colder months. So what happens then? You hit the bottom, and now you start the demand starts to increase. Okay, and I'm sitting here making hand gestures. I wish I was on TV, right? But anyway, so as we approach the end of the year, it starts to go higher and higher and higher. And then what happens is, boom, it spikes up in January. And it stays pretty consistent through most of February. And why is that? Why is that? Okay. So a couple things happen. Families come home for the holidays, and they come home at Thanksgiving, and they come home at Christmas, and they come home for the end of the year, New Year, and all that stuff. And they have these realizations. They're like, oh my goodness, I didn't realize Mom was getting that bad. Or maybe they saw some of these safety concerns and they're like, wow, Dad's been falling a lot and I'm concerned about him, with his, you know, with his dementia, and I don't want him to be the next Silver Alert on the TV and on the news stations and everything else. So we need to talk about maybe finding a place, for Mom or Dad, or grandparents, et cetera. But it's not an emergency. So let's do that right after the holidays. And so let's enjoy our holidays, keep an eye on Mom and Dad, et cetera. And then right after the first, let's get on it and let's address that. Let's go out and take a look and find a place. So that happens. And then at the same time, you have the cold, and you have January and late December into January. And now last winter was very, very mild, maybe historically mild, but I don't expect that every winter. So usually you have thousands of people having, you know, the flu and pneumonia, and you're falling on the ice and you're fracturing hips and you need rehab, and just all heck breaks loose, right? And so you have a natural spike in the demand along with this pent up, newly realized, delayed demand that was realized in November and December. But now we're going to go out in January and find a place. So I'm telling you, I can feel the ground shake. There are literally thousands of people flooding the market looking for a place, assisted living, nursing homes, memory care. And that happens. You can just about set your clock to it. January the 10th, January the 12th, January the 14th, right in there. after everyone wakes up after the first of the year and gets back into the routine, boom, it is on. And so when I'm working with clients in January and February and into March, a lot of times we encounter a wait list. And a lot of times that may take, if we need a place right away, that may take some of these communities out of our ability to consider, because if we need a place right away and they have a 6 month or a 3 month or a 12 month waiting list, maybe that doesn't work for us. So the message there is understand that this big spike in demand is coming. And then what are you going to do about it? So, well, we're thinking about getting through one more holiday with, Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's and all that stuff. And then we're going to go ahead and start looking at places. Well, I would not do that. Right. And if you could do that if you want to. I don't recommend it. A lot of people will call me and say, hey, we need help doing this. And we're looking right now. We're looking right now. And we are making reservations. We are reserving rooms. If there is a wait list, we have the luxury of waiting that out for a few months and then moving on January. And if there is a wait list, our name is the fifth one on the list. If you wait till January, it may be the 25th one on the list. And I'm not exaggerating that a bit. So please realize there is a seasonal demand for all of these senior care communities. And that is something that you really need to understand and know and then plan around. And hopefully that's helpful for you. And if you have questions on that, Senior Care Consulting, 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800. All right, let's shift gears and talk to my friends Keith Blay and Mark Wirth, the good guys from Mr. Remodeler. And Keith and Mark, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Great to be here.
Thank you, Steve.
All right. So for those listening, if you are thinking about, and Keith, I think I saw this on, did I see it on Facebook or I heard it on one of the commercials. If you're wanting something done towards the end of the year, they need to be calling right now because it's a process. You can't just stop by tomorrow and knock out a job.
Yeah, and I think most people understand that, but I don't think they realize how long it takes to actually get a job ready on their side of it. We're not that far out. Making the selections, the cabinetry takes a while to manufacture, countertops, et cetera, all that stuff takes a while. And then, and that's after you've made all your selections, so the clock is ticking now.
And there's sometimes there are design components.
Right.
And maybe you're moving a wall or eliminating a wall you have to figure all that out, the concept, and choose your colors and your, all your products. And so. And
even the configuration.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Keith and Mark, right after the break, let's continue to talk about that and how far out, would someone need to contact you? But Mr. Remodeler, 913-362-7166 or 816-453-3049. We'll be back right after the break.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by. 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number anytime, 1-800-331-6445. Again, that's 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, you can listen to any previously aired episodes of the program. Very simple to find that. Go to seniorcarelive.com, click on the podcast tab, and you have all of the previously aired episodes. You can just click it and boom, you're in. You can listen to it at any time. Lots and lots of people do that. So if you miss it, you haven't missed it, you can go back and listen to it after the fact on podcast. All right, back to my friends, the good guys from Mr. Remodeler, Keith Blay and Mark Wirth. And let me say, if you're thinking about remodeling your home, it could be any remodeling job, frankly. We focus on Senior Care Live for remodeling in an effort to age in place, which I believe in strongly. But it could be any remodeling job. Call Mr. Remodeler. Have him come out. Meet these guys. They're great guys. Have him give you a quote. I think you're going to love it. 913-362-7166 or 816-453-3049. And, of course, you can go online at mrremodeler.com, mrremodeler.com. A completely overhauled website. It's a really, really nice. I love the before and afters. Keith, you guys did a good job on your new website.
Thanks a lot.
All right, so back to the timing issue. So as we were talking off mic here on the quick break there, so if someone calls, say, Monday, right, here in a couple of days, that's the 26th. You're probably fairly booked for that week. You may or may not be able to meet with someone. It might get pushed into that first week in October. And then what happens? Give us an idea of the timing here.
Well, you know, just the initial visit, most people can only meet you at night. You know, sometimes, so there are only five nights in a week, so five appointments basically book that up. Mm-hmm. So it's easy to get pushed into the next week.
Yeah.
Say we meet you on the following Monday, you sign, and then we get a proposal back to you the Monday after that. Well, now we're 2 weeks out.
Now we're October 10th.
Right.
Yep.
If the person makes a decision right away, but we've got to, if they make the decision right away, we've got a book time to make selections. And at that point, I'll let Mark take it from here, because he meets with a lot of people making selections. That can take even, you know, several weeks.
Well, a lot of it is the scope of the project. Sometimes that can be done in the home, you know, if it's a small bathroom project where they're picking out some grab bars and faucetry and things like that. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we can do that out of books, but you know, if people are mobile and they want to go to showrooms, we typically set up an appointment for that. It usually mm-hmm. takes a half a day to make those selections. We also have a designer available to help us with that. You know, more not the function of the space, but the aesthetics of it, and mm-hmm. just kind of tying it all in together.
But to get them together, to get all the schedules to meet there, usually will take a week or so out from, you know, when they sign the contract.
So now we're the 17th
right.
of October.
Yeah.
But
time,
you know,
goes fast.
But think about it. I mean, even if it's a small bathroom, and mm-hmm. I know you do a remodel a lot of bathrooms, that's one of the biggest barriers of helping either someone stay home and age in place or have to move to an assisted living facility or nursing home at $5,000 to $6,000 a month. Right. Plus, a small bathroom, you have a lot of decisions to make.
It's surprising how many little decisions there are. And I don't mean to make it sound like it's just some type of overwhelming thing that we can't overcome, because it's not that. But you do want to do it right the first time.
But you have faucets and cabinets and countertops, right, and flooring. And if you're doing a shower, you've got, you know, the tile and the fixtures and the door or a walk-in.
Well,
I mean, there's
a lot
Mark to
tells
consider.
His customers, there's, you know, that's the fun part.
Yeah. Yeah,
is making the selections, but there's a lot of selections to make.
Well, there's hundreds of toilets. I mean, you know, alone that you can start looking at.
I just thought a toilet was a toilet.
No. So. I've heard it's an experience, but
well, and
that's a whole nother show, though.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and so you have, but some of these toilets are taller, and so what do you call that? A comfort height?
Comfort height, yeah.
A toilet, and so you don't have to, you know, bend over so far, and that's better for someone who's older, and that's just easier to use that comfort height toilet. So,
well, it actually it's really better for everyone other than small children.
Yeah.
But, you know, anyone that's an adult height, it is more comfortable and easier to get up and down on too. So
you go out, you make your selections, and that is fun. We've built a couple of new houses, and so we got to go out and pick out all of our stuff, and it was fun. It was really fun. We ended up upgrading a whole bunch of stuff, so that got a little expensive too, but it was fun. It really was fun. But then you have to order some of this stuff, and it has, sometimes has to be manufactured, right, or brought in from, you know, warehouses or whatever. And then the craftsmen have to come out and then
actually perform the work.
Well, after you make your selections, you said we're on the 17th at that point, or the
17th.
So you get all your selections in there. Well, the cabinetry and the countertops are going to take a minimum of 3 weeks to get made. It could take as much as 6 or 8 weeks if they're custom.
So that's 3 weeks, November the 7th.
Right.
6 weeks.
In a typical bathroom is usually, 2 weeks, maybe 2.5 to complete it. So
yeah, so we're into the first week of December,
right?
Second week of December.
We've already blown the Thanksgiving deadline.
Yeah. So we've missed,
and that's starting Monday.
Yeah. So call Monday.
Yeah. Call today.
Yeah. And sometimes you may be able to kind of hurry some of these along, maybe collapse the time frame. But there are some things that are just out of your control. If they have to manufacture something,
right, that's out of our control.
Then it is out of your control. So you just have to kind of manage this timeline and expectations. Bottom line is, if you want these things done, before the end of the year, that's doable. But I wouldn't put that off very long.
No, if you're wanting a new kitchen by Christmas, call us on Monday.
Yeah, that's
or
a lot of
today. We have people answering phones today.
Okay, good.
Well, I would like to say, if there's someone who if it's a aging in place type of project, I mean, we do try to prioritize those. And, if you can make quick decisions and it's things that we can do in the home with samples and, we can turn that around pretty quick.
We
did a job last week that, we had everything from the day they signed the contract, I think within 2.5 weeks after that, and we got someone in there. So, they signed and finished, it was probably 5 or 6 weeks.
So if someone's coming home from the hospital and, we're under the gun, you can make things happen.
Yeah.
So we're not saying it's impossible, but, an average comfortable timeline looks like that.
Okay.
Well, and it's always good to be proactive.
Yes.
Like you were saying with the move to, assisted living or whatever the case might be, it's better to do it on your own terms than having those dictated to you.
Always.
Yes.
Always and forever. Call Mr. Remodeler at 913-362-7166 or 816-453-3049. Also, check out their new website at mrremodeler.com, mrremodeler.com. Keith, you've been in business since 1969. That's just unheard of for any business, let alone construction, in contracting, remodeling.
Yeah, it's been a while.
And it's been a long time. Your dad started that. We've shared that story before. It's a great story. Locally owned company, locally owned, long time, staff and craftsmen, some of the very best in the entire industry right here in Kansas City. I think most people just really appreciate being able to do business with a local company.
Yeah, and, we're family-owned. Everybody's been working together for a long time. We really do work as a team. It sounds like a line, but it's not. We're not the biggest, company in town by any means. We're not the smallest either. But everybody we have working for us, we can trust. We can trust in home, in other people's homes. I trust them in my own home. And we do other things besides just kitchens and baths. I mean, I'm getting ready to put some pictures on the website of a beehive. An old customer of ours it's kind of a funny, interesting story that she had honeybees coming in her house.
Huh.
Well, you can't kill honeybees. You can't spray for them. You gotta remove the nest or the hive.
You're kidding.
No. So okay. She called two guys. They came over. They took off the lap siding from the side of her house, and she had these 2 3-foot honeycombs.
She's in the honey business now.
Between
it was
and Joyce.
Yeah, the pictures are amazing.
It's huge. they got it out of there, but now she needed it covered up. And so we got a call.
Oh, my gosh.
And in between all the rain and everything else, finally got it covered up. And it was a story and a half off the ground.
Oh, my gosh.
On a hill. And, so this is far from, having to pick out paint colors and all that stuff.
Right,
this is just something that needed to be done.
Holy cow. What did they do with the hive and the honeycomb and all that?
He was a honey guy. He makes honey, so he took it back and integrated it with the rest of the bees.
I'll be darned. Wow.
But they were coming in and they were dying. They were trying to get to a window, but basically they'd worked themselves to death.
Yeah.
By the time they got in, and they'd die at the window.
I'll be darned.
But
that is crazy.
I guess if you don't cover it up completely, they'll find it again. They'll smell that honey.
Wow.
And the carpenter that took care of it, Adrian, he called me, goes, this is the sweetest smelling job I've ever had.
I'll be darned. That is that. How about that?
That's yeah, it's amazing.
Really. We run into some odd things.
And ironically, I just sold a porch out in Bonner to a guy that's also a honey. He makes his own honey.
Yeah.
And I sat there and talked to him for about 20 minutes one day about honey, and it was, the whole topic's fascinating.
That is, that's very
locally
cool.
Grown honey can help cure allergies.
I've heard that a lot too.
Yeah, kinds of stuff.
Yeah, I've heard that a lot too. All right, so if you have a beehive in your attic, call Mr. Remodeler. But anyway, I think the point there is that it's not all about remodeling. Sometimes it's making a repair in an unusual right. circumstance. So, Mr. Remodeler, 913-362-7166, or in Missouri, 816-453-3049. We'll be back right after the break.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number, 1-800-331-6445. Again, that's 1-800-331-6445. Back to our special guest today, Keith Blay and Mark Wirth, the good guys from Mr. Remodeler. And if you... And I kind of made a funny, if you have a beehive in your attic, but if you have an issue that Mr. Remodeler can address, you should reach out to Keith or Mark and talk to them about it. 913-362-7166 or 816-453-3049. And don't forget to check out the website, mrremodeler.com, mrremodeler.com.
Well, and, you know, it really is kind of an aging issue, because, you know, I know my mom has a hard time finding people to do odd jobs. Luckily, yeah. Her son owns a remodeling company.
Yeah.
You know, but her friends have the same problem. The lady that we took the beehive out of the attic, it's an older couple, that we've worked for since the late 80s.
Uh-huh.
You know, and at the same time, people don't know what to look for. We just did a covered porch. Well, redid it.
Mm-hmm.
It was done without a permit, which, you know, you never want to do anything structural without a permit.
There's red flag number one.
Right. Yeah. And it was so poorly constructed, it was too dangerous to tear it down.
Oh, my gosh.
Basically, we had to alter it and prop it up, put beams in. We got an engineer involved.
Oh.
You know, and anytime you're removing a wall or something like that, you got to get an engineer or an architect involved.
Yeah.
We did a kitchen last year, and we were just taking out a 4-foot section of wall. And I got an engineer involved and, you know, permitted it in the whole nine yards because that's what you got to do.
You want to do it right. You don't want to mess around with some of these big
anything
things.
Structural.
And that falls back to the timing issue sometimes, too. You know, they have schedules.
Yeah.
But it's a necessary step.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, and you're not just going in there and blowing and going like whoever put the thing up without a permit.
Yeah.
You can't even tear it down safely. So you have to prop up the structure to tear down a job that was not done properly to actually then turn around and redo it properly.
Right. And I think a lot of the guys that do the unpermitted work are selling it as I'll save you the money for the, you know, architectural fees and yada, yada, yada. I know how to do it. We'll just do it. And, you know, whatever they paid for the porch, I don't know what it was, but they paid another $18,000 to have it right.
Yeah.
So guarantee they didn't pay that to have it built.
No, I bet you they got that porch for about $5,000.
Yeah.
And that $5,000 cost them a whole lot more than that because you actually had to spend money to tear the thing down.
Right.
And you couldn't just go in and tear it down. You had to prop everything up around it to tear it down.
No, we couldn't tear it down. We had to go in and just basically shore everything up, put new beams in, put a bunch of beams in and stuff. Because it was too dangerous to tear down.
And go over it?
Yeah.
And
go under it, really.
Go under it, okay.
And now it looks great.
Okay.
I mean, but all that work wasn't done the first time.
Oh, my gosh.
So now it was, and it just kept getting, you know, they'd get into it and find out something else was done wrong. And
So it's like the money pit.
Yeah, kind of.
The more you look, the more you're like, uh-oh, we got this issue here, and we got this issue here, and once we fix this, now we got to fix this, and
Well, and you know, you feel bad for clients like that as well. And you know, then through the project, I mean, you know, it's no fun for them.
Yeah.
For those situations, so it's much better to do it right the first time.
So I would have to guess $10,000 or $12,000 big project ended up costing them about $23,000.
Probably.
Yeah.
Something like that. And one thing with the way we run our projects, and what's a lot of companies, you got the salesman that sells it to you. They hand it off to a production manager or a project manager, and the customer never sees the salesman again. Well, we're estimators. So we go in and figure out what you want, estimate it, but we're there throughout the entire project. Our guys are really more like project managers, and then we got a production manager.
Mm-hmm.
We're involved in the ordering of certain products. You know, the whole nine yards.
That's very different because a lot of companies will come out and they have a salesperson and they are selling you hard.
Right.
And they're trying to close the deal. They're trying to get you to, to sign on the dotted line and all of that stuff. That's not a good way to go. I like your way a lot better. That's a lot more consumer friendly and a lot more comfortable, I think, for most people.
Well, I'm always shocked that when I go out and get the information for a project and I take measurements and pictures, and the number of people who say that the person who had been there before me didn't even have a tape measure with them.
Oh my gosh.
But yet they're going to give you a price for a job.
Well, that's because they're so sharp. They know that wall is 4'8".
Right. Yeah. After 30 years, I'm just not getting it, I guess.
Yeah.
or they, you know, we're going to replace the bathroom and they don't bother to walk downstairs to look at what's underneath it.
Oh my gosh.
You know, but yet they want to increase the size of the shower. I ran across that the other day and the guy goes, oh, everybody else said, no problem. Just tear that wall out, make the shower larger. I said, I think the furnace vent's through there.
Oh, no.
And we go downstairs, and, you know, there was an 8-inch pipe that was going up through there.
There it is.
From the basement through the first floor and, you know, up into that shower cavity. So, there's always a way you can do it, but do you want to, re-vent your furnace out your roof and all that? And the answer was no. And so, but, you know, potentially they could have ordered a shower base that didn't fit and, you know, drug that project out forever. So.
And, Mr. Customer, we're going to have to change our bid because we didn't realize that there was this furnace vent, and so it's going to be another, $8,000 to do this and that and the other. And so for our listeners, if you want the job done right, call Mr. Remodeler, 913-362-7166 in Missouri, 816-453-3049. You could also inquire online at mrremodeler.com.
Absolutely. Some of the other things that we see, one of the things we were talking about off air is, they think if they make their shower or walk-in shower safe with grab bar, that's going to look institutional. Mm-hmm. And nothing can be further from the truth. A lot of these items are very decorative. Mark's done a lot of them.
Well, I think there's just so many products available now, and tile alone, the larger tile that's so popular, and just even the products that you don't see, the shower pans that can be cut into the floor joists, or not even cut into the floor joists, but just eliminate the subfloor and put additional blocking in and things like that, that, used to be, a big headache and a large project and with a lot of cost that's been minimized now with some of the new technology that's out there.
So you have new technology, you have new products. It's beautiful. It does not look institutional. It does not look like a nursing home or a hospital or anything
that
with the steel grab bars and all this stuff. You can have a walk-in shower, a roll-in shower. I've told the story before, the bottom line is I had a lady, they modified her shower to a roll-in shower. She was able to take care of her husband. That was the biggest barrier for them and for her to care for her husband. It kept him out of a nursing home for 3 years.
Right.
And then when I helped her find a nursing home, it was pretty expensive. It was about $10,000 a month. So that job cost them or saved them $360,000 of nursing home cost. And that's a real number.
Right.
So.
And we run across that all the time. I mean,
all the time. I mean, a person can spend a fraction of that and get years out of their home.
And the bathroom has to be the biggest issue in, as far as aging in place.
Yeah. Bathroom and ramps.
Yeah. Entry and exit in, right. in and out of the home.
In anything that evolves around the seat.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, Mr. Remodeler, 913-362-7166. In Missouri, 816-453-3049, or online at mrremodeler.com. Keith and Mark, thanks for being here today. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
Good to be here.
All right. And to everyone listening, I am so honored you spent part of your day listening to this program. Thank you very, very much. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week right here on Senior Care Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.